A proposal to have the Massachusetts Department of Transportation do a feasibility study of Springfield to Boston high-speed passenger rail service is picking up steam. Following the grand opening last month of Union Station in Springfield after a $95 million restoration, Mayor Dominic Sarno wrote a letter to the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee urging that funding be included in the state budget to study linking Springfield and Boston by high-speed rail.
I want to see something happen. We should have, and we demand that we should have some connection from Boston to Springfield, east-west rail.
Sarno said he believes a high-speed rail link between Springfield and Boston would open, quote, tremendous economic opportunities, but he said the cost for new east-west rail service is unknown.
I want this to be realistic, so a study is very essential here because it can tell you what is realistic, what is not, and how is it going to get paid for.
After being closed for more than 40 years, Union Station is now an intermodal transportation center, but most of the thousands of people who use the new station daily are bus riders. There are just two long-distance Amtrak trains with scheduled daily stops and shuttle trains between Springfield and Hartford. Starting in 2018, train service to Springfield on the so-called Hartford Line is scheduled to increase by as many as a dozen trains a day, providing connections to New York City. MassDOT has committed to a pilot program for additional north-south commuter rail between Greenfield and Springfield. The MBTA operates commuter trains between Boston and Worcester, but there are no plans at present to extend the service farther west.
We want to be looked at out here in Springfield. So that's why I want to study. Let's see what's realistic. Let's see what's feasible. And the connection has to be made.
Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser has sponsored an amendment to the state budget to require the East-West Rail Feasibility Study.
The bill would call for a formal feasibility study to be done by the Mass Department of Transportation, and they would look at all the costs, all the elements, and importantly, the benefits. What would the ridership be? What would this do for property values? What would this do for business development, for new jobs? And what would the costs be?
A six-member conference committee will decide if Lesser's amendment makes it into the fiscal 2018 state budget.
We have the potential for a major infrastructure bill on a federal level. It's one of the few things, if maybe the only thing, the Trump administration and Democrats in Congress agree on. We need to make sure that Western Mass is ready if a bill like that ever passes with a good concrete feasibility study so that this project can move to shovel-ready status.
He's been busy rallying support for it. Last month, Lesser took a day-long, five-stop tour of communities that could be linked by East-West Rail.
The point is to show the connectivity of these different regions, the synergies that can develop by linking all these different cities and their economies together, and how ultimately that lifts the entire Commonwealth.
Lesser's office recently released a letter of support from longtime Hamden County Register of Deeds Don Ash. In the letter, Ash points out that Worcester experienced significant growth after commuter rail service to Boston began over two decades ago, and said, quote, I am confident Springfield would prosper in a similar fashion. A similar proposal for a feasibility study of Springfield-Boston rail service was vetoed last year by Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who called instead for a working group to review all transportation options. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.